Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So there's a lot of things that people do not know about narcissists. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yes, five things, maybe more, minimum of five things. If something else pops into my head, I'm just going to add it to the list. Five things that people do not know, things you might not know about narcissists and toxic people. So, y'all, these are things from my own personal observation. This is anecdotal stuff. Now, some of it is anecdotal, but some of it is, you know, backed by research from other people have done and whatnot. So, number one on the list, and y'all do not be mad at me. Don't get in the comment section and be like, Lee, I hate you so damn much. I knew that you're lying. You don't know what you're talking about. Unsubscribe. No, y'all, please just bear with me. You know, the first thing is going to be so super simplistic, and this is scientifically proven, that narcissists are people too. Narcissists are people, not demons, not Jezebels, not narcissistic robots. Here, programmed to hurt you, love bomb you, and take you down. They're not robotic meat sacks. I have narcissistic personality disorder, but I'm still a person. You know, a lot of narcissistic people end up being bad people? Absolutely, yes. A lot of narcissists out here tend to be horrible people. You know, they don't care about how they affect people. They don't care how they treat people and things of that nature. But yeah, they are still people. And this is not me trying to dredge up some sympathy or some empathy or some compassion for the narcissistic person who hurt you. That is not what I'm trying to do. You know, but a lot of people in my comment sections and things like that, they just like, narcissism is a spirit. You need to cast out that spirit. Y'all, if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, you cannot pray the toxicity away. This isn't my perspective. You can pray for God's guidance to help you and to strengthen you. But you, y'all, it's just so many people who have stayed in toxic relationships praying and hoping that that person will change. Y'all, that is a person, a damaged person who might have got hurt in their childhood or something like that, but it's still a person, you know? And once you personify them and don't look at them, once you personify this narcissistic person and not look at them like they're some higher, superior being, I feel like they can help you. I feel like they can help you transition into a better lifestyle, into a better dynamic. You know what I mean? Once you personify them and look at them as a person and not as a deity or some greater being or some lesser being, like something like that, I feel like that helps a lot of people right there. I feel like they can help you heal in that space. This is not me trying to just get you to like, hey, narcissists are people too, and they just hurt. So this is not me trying to make an excuse for somebody who hurt you. Because hell no, this is not the channel for that. And I got a whole bunch of people on Reddit crying about it. This is not the channel for you to drudge up empathy for somebody who's hurting you. This is not that. Yeah, they might be people, and they might have got hurt in their childhood, but that absolutely does not justify what they put you through or what they've done. You know, so personify them. Don't look at them as superior beings that have some type of power over you. Narcissists only have the power that is given to them, that they feel like they can take from you. You have the power. You can take it back. So, hope that helps. The second one I wrote on the list is the lack of empathy, y'all. The lack of empathy. Not all narcissists have zero empathy. There's some narcissists, y'all, that have no empathy at all. But those people right there would slide up the scale of the dark triad and be more likely be sociopaths or psychopaths. you know, your regular run-of-the-mill narcissist like myself, I have a certain level of empathy. I think most narcissists lack emotional empathy, right? They lack emotional empathy. They have some of it. Some narcissists do have emotional empathy, but the emotional empathy is typically reserved for the people closest to them, you know, or their animals or their pets. The people in my radius, my emotional empathy extends to if they do have it. Most narcissistic people tend to possess what people refer to as cognitive empathy. Like, it's empathy, but it's not the emotional connection that emotional empathy requires. You know, cognitive empathy is me knowing why you are crying, but me not crying with you, me not connecting to the feelings enough to cry with you or understand the feelings behind the tears and things of that nature. I know why you're crying. I get it. Your dog passed away. I get it. You whatever happened, something you suffered some type of catastrophe. I understand why you're crying. But it doesn't affect me directly, so I don't feel it. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't affect me directly, so I don't feel it. You won't get the empathy from that person right there in that space, you know? So they have, some of them have empathy, you know? I know people say the lack of empathy. Not all narcissists lack empathy. There's some crazy statistics out there, y'all. Just Google narcissists and lack of empathy, because some of them have empathy. But I'll say this right here. If they don't have empathy or have super low levels of emotional empathy, you can't teach them emotional empathy. You can't do that, y'all. You can't teach them how to be more compassionate. You can't teach them that. You can't. That's something that the empathy is typically learned in childhood and bestowed upon them in childhood. As a grown-ass adult, you can't teach them empathy. So I'll leave it at that right there, y'all. The cognitive empathy. You know, I have more cognitive empathy than emotional empathy. But my emotional empathy, again, is reserved more for my kids and whatnot. My cognitive empathy is super high. I'm learning more. I'm feeling more. You know, I meditate a lot. I'm connected. I'm working. You know, 6 years of therapy will help you through. Number three, and this is probably going to be number three. Ding, ding. This is probably going to be the most controversial one, but it shouldn't be. How do I say this? I don't think that all narcissists cheat. That's all I want to say. Number four, and I'm joking. Now, not all narcissists have the ability to cheat. Can they? I know a lot of people consider emotional cheating a thing. Will some narcissists absolutely emotionally cheat on you? Yeah. But some narcissists won't cheat on you. Some of them don't have the ability to cheat on you. Some of them don't cheat. You know, do a lot of narcissists cheat? Do the grand majority of narcissists cheat? Yes. But not every single narcissistic person cheats. You know? If the opportunity presented itself, would some of them cheat that are not cheating right now? Probably. Maybe, you know, but I don't think all narcissists cheat. I promise you, just in those spaces right there, some narcissistic people get into committed relationships and commit, but they treat you horribly because they think that you belong to them, you know, and things of that nature right there. This video will make y'all mad. I'm like, Lee, I'm out of here. Yeah, but this is me being real with you. You see it in my comment section. I see it in my comment section all the time. Mine didn't cheat. Because a lot of them won't physically cheat, but some of them will do the emotional cheating, y'all, where they emotionally connect to somebody else and they're sharing this emotional connection with somebody else. You know, if there's grounds for leaving a relationship and you consider that cheating, then yay, by all means, you know, but I don't think all narcissists like absolutely go out here and they clapping everybody's cheeks or getting their cheeks clapped by everybody. I just don't, y'all, it's just, you can Google it too. And people will say it, you know, not all narcissists have the, some narcissistic people are just, you know, not all, I'll say it like this. Not all narcissists are super attractive. You see what I'm saying? Not all of them. Some narcissists are incels. And once they get a hold of somebody, they hold onto that person because they don't, some of them are so shameful or so ashamed of themselves that they don't think anybody else will want them. So they don't pursue anybody else. Sometimes they don't cheat because there's a fear that nobody else wants them. The fear of rejection keeps them with you. But they treat you badly because they're scared to get rejected by other people. It's just a wild. They feel like they can do more. They feel like they deserve better than you, which is crazy as hell. But then they have this fear of going out there getting rejected. So they stay with you, but they resent you. They treat you horribly. So, y'all, I told y'all this video right here gonna make y'all mad. You know what I mean? But y'all can't be mad. Like I said, this is stuff I hear you might not have known. You know? I know a lot of people might have gotten cheated on. This is not me saying that narcissists didn't cheat on you. This is me just trying to just say, y'all, this is just a different perspective. Different perspective right here. Number four. Not all narcissists Hoover. Not all narcissists. What I mean by Hoover is that not all narcissists will try to get back with you, will try to get back in a relationship with you. Not all narcissists do that, y'all. And that's just me being realistic. Some of them will absolutely leave you alone. You know, I'll do a longer video on why all narcissists don't Hoover you or try to get back with you. But not all of them will try to get back with you. Some of them, they say, some of them are too ashamed to try to come back to you because they've done you wrong. They've done you horrible, you know. Or some of them see that you might have moved on to somebody else, that they feel like they feel like if I see you move on to somebody that I feel inferior to, then that's going to probably make me not wrong to reach out to you again. Or the opposite can be true as well. If I feel like you moved on to someone I feel like is inferior to me, now I just look at you like, your taste is horrible. You can't do, it makes me look at you differently as well, you know. So not all narcissists will try to get back in a relationship with you. Some of them will absolutely leave you alone. And that's where the reverse Hoover comes into play, because the reverse Hoover requires you as the person, the victim, survivor, to reach out to the narcissist. You see what I'm saying? You end up reaching out to them. And then you Hoover yourself back into a relationship with them. You know, you pretty much suck yourself back into a relationship with a narcissistic person, and then you end up getting treated horribly as a result. That happens all the time. The reverse Hoover is a real thing, y'all. And the last but not least, number five, not all narcissists are created the same or act the same. A lot of narcissists are created through trauma and neglect in their childhood, abuse in their childhood. A lot of narcissists are created in horrible homes, you know, where they grow up having to defend themselves. They grow up without a sense of safety. They grow up, you know, without a sense of security within their lives and within their spaces and whatnot. But that's what happens. That's how I was created. Just neglect, you know, not getting my feelings validated, emotional neglect, you know. Got whooped as a kid too, but that's the whole for a different story. Not getting the love that I crave from my father figure and whatnot. You know what I mean? That helped create me, but some narcissists are not created through trauma. Not all narcissists have a traumatic childhood in that sense. Some narcissists are created through just never being told no, having no boundaries as a person. Like as a child, you grow up and your parents just idolize you and treat you like you can do no wrong. So you grow up thinking you can do no wrong. You grow up thinking that the world revolves around you, like you have your own orbit and the world revolves around you and everybody else is just living in your universe. So not all narcissists are created through trauma. Some of them are created through just being spoiled to the hell, you know, being spoiled to death, which you can also, some people can look at that as trauma too, because, you know, some people will probably view that as trauma because you didn't get boundaries set on you. Like you just had an open lifestyle and nobody ever told you no. So, you know, sometimes you have a lot of money and you can buy your way out of stuff. So you never got in trouble. So you never faced the consequences of your actions growing up. And yeah, it can make you highly narcissistic, if not a narcissist, you know. Sometimes there could be a genetic component to it as well. But like I said, not all narcissists are created the same way. And not all narcissists are going to behave the same either, y'all, because I feel like there's so many different subtle things that make it, that can play, come into play as a narcissist. You know, not all narcissists, some narcissists are tall, some are short, some are white, black, Hispanic, you know, Asian. You know, there's so many different races. I feel like your race matters, your ethnicity matters, your location matters, your religion matters, your educational background matters, your socioeconomic standing matters. Like there's so many different things that come into play of how you turn out and how you behave, you know. But anyways, y'all, I hope this video didn't rub y'all the wrong way. Y'all know that it's not my intent. I just wanted to just answer some questions that people always ask me. I said all this before in different videos, but I decided to compile it into this list of, you know, concise five things you didn't know, or you may not have known, or you might think I'm wrong. And it's cool, y'all. I'm fine with y'all thinking I'm wrong. I promise you, I do. Anyway, I promise you, I'm fine with you thinking I'm wrong. You say, Lee, I disagree because this. I'm like, cool. I'm fine with disagreements. Yeah, I promise you, I'm fine with disagreements. I just don't do the disrespect. Just be cool. Be cool. I'm not disrespecting you. Be cool with me. You know what I mean? We be cool. Let's just vibe. Let's vibe. We vibe, we can deal it, we can dance in the conversation like that. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much, y'all. I'm super appreciative of every single one of y'all. Make sure y'all like and subscribe if you haven't. Check out the Self-Love Journal on Amazon. And Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.